date is a date remembered by Manchester United supporters, indeed all football fans, as a tragic one. A plane crash at Munich Airport claimed the lives of 23 people, including 8 United players. The team, known as the Busby Babes, was travelling home from a European game in Belgrade and had stopped off in Munich to refuel. The plane skidded off the icebound runway. A BBC film, United, tells the story of the crash and of how assistant manager Jimmy Murphy, played by David Tennant, attempts to rebuild the team whilst manager Sir Matt Busby recuperates from terrible injuries.
For the time being, we're going to shut down Manchester United Football Club.
No. This club's needed more than ever now.
I'll be honest, you're never going to get enough players to pull on a Manchester United shirt in so short a space of time.
I can do it.
We all want to honour the memory of those who died.
No, it's not about their memory. It's about showing who we are to the world. Showing we'll not be bowed by tragedy. Because how we are in the future will be founded on how we behave today.
I am putting out the team and you'll have to manhandle me from this building before I stop.
David Tennant in United. I'm joined by the sports writer and broadcaster Jim White, who wrote a book about Manchester United. Jim, an episode obviously lodged deep in many people's psyche, especially older Manchester United fans. So it is so, there's an imperative, isn't there, for them to get the tone of this film absolutely right?
Yes, there is. It's a very, very difficult mythology to engage with, particularly the players who died have been kind of preserved in aspic in many a memory, morally, not just as football. Ballers, you know, there's been no subsequent decline. They're a bit like Jimi Hendrix or Buddy Holly, who died never suffering from having to go on the Eurovision Song Contest. These guys never had to sell their stories to a Sunday tabloid to make ends meet, and they've never declined in people's memories. And I think very wisely, the film has almost put them to the background and concentrated on Murphy. Who in many ways is the most interesting character of the whole affair.
And he is the one who had to pull the team, the club, the community together. And I thought, the period detail I thought was fantastic. That scene we heard when he's taking on the chairman of the club in a smoke-filled room. We also, on the playing field, sense that the leather balls are really heavy and wet, and the pipe that smoked in the tunnel on the way to the pitch. All of that really well observed, I thought.
Really good. And the CGI Old Trafford with the kind of smoking chimneys poised over the top of it, it seems more authentic than the current kind of Vegas-style pavilions that they've got there. I thought that was really good, that kind of Mad Men attention to detail, which is available to filmmakers now. But more important than that, I thought Tennant's performance as Murphy really stood out. I mean, there was some post-rationalisation. That story, that clip that you just gave there, where he announces that we're going to show who we are, I'm sure he wasn't as articulate as that. Mm. In fact, as I recall in my research about Murphy, this is a rare example where 50 years on, the language has been cleaned up for television. He was a man of basic vocabulary, but a man of enormous moral integrity.
The crash scene is genuinely harrowing. We cut away at the moment of impact, but you feel the fear in the aircraft cabin as they are sitting on the runway.
Some of the players, it was recorded by survivors, were sort of crossing themselves, assuming that they were going to meet death. And I think that really is communicated brilliantly. And again, the CGI works terrifically. And the character of Bobby Charlton in this, who contrasts with Murphy. Murphy, as played by David Tennant, is a man of action who wants to get things done, who rolls his sleeves up, works 20 hours a day to sort things out. Charlton is just paralysed by survivor's guilt. And the scene where he's sort of sitting there in the midst of this wreckage, just not knowing what to do, will bring a tear even to the eye of an Arsenal fan like you.
Absolutely,
John.
Jim. Thank you very much. Jim White reviewing United. It's on Easter Sunday, 9 o'clock on BBC Two. Well worth watching. So